support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
My name is Charlie Phillips, and my lovely wife's
Laurel Phillips.
We are in Hannibal, Missouri.
Right on a river, huh?
Right on the great Mississippi River, the Big Muddy. We're only about 500 yards away from the west bank of the Mississippi.
That's so cool. And you guys spent your heart and soul renovating and restoring a historic building here. Tell us about that story.
Well, funny enough, this particular house is the very first thing we saw when we came to Hannibal looking for a place to live. Literally, it was love at first sight. That sounds corny, but it's absolutely
well, that
absolutely
happened
true.
To me, too. Drive by, I'm going, oh, my gosh, look at this place.
It turns out that Hannibal is exactly the type of town that Laurel and I love. It suits us to a T, and we hope that we can contribute to Hannibal as much as Hannibal contributes to us. We couldn't be happier to be here.
So this was major game changer for you guys. Where did you come from? You had a career with AT&T in a city, right?
I did. I worked as an underground cable splicer for AT&T in South Chicago for about 16 years.
So you had to wear sunglasses when you came up topside, right?
Yeah. Many times I'd spend 3, 4, 5 days underground at a shot working on old telco cables, you know, crisscrossing the nation. So, yeah, coming up for air was kind of important.
Yeah. So, and Laurel, you, what did you do?
I stayed home and I raised kids, and I had a personal chef business for a while.
Oh, nice.
Did that, and then we moved to a village called Winnebago, and that's actually where we raised our family.
We lived in the actual village, you know, population 2,000, an old farming dairy community with a small town section that we lived in.
Yeah, that's where we raised our kids, and then he had the option to, he got actually force transferred, and Quincy was one of the...
Which is across the river on the Illinois side.
Exactly.
Right, so then you guys came across the river.
Yes, we jumped the river.
And your life changed dramatically.
Never went back.
So when you came over here, this is when you came across by accident this old stone home?
We did. We were literally driving by on our way to go see a rental. And we looked at each other and said, I hope that's it. And it wasn't, but we kept our eye on this house for a number of years and watched it pass hands once or twice. And finally, the third time it came up for sale, we just couldn't, we could not pass it up. And we literally called the same day the sign was planted. And by about 6:30, 6:45 that night, we owned the house, and which is now the Quarry House.
But it was in a sad state of affairs when you bought it,
yes,
right?
It definitely was. Yes, we had a lot of work to get it back to its original beauty.
It was a true literal gut job where you stripped everything beyond the studs.
Yes, it's like if I never see another piece of lath in my life, it won't be too soon.
Yeah.
It was falling in, caving in on itself, big gaping holes in the floors. So we gutted it to the outside rock. We gutted it to the same rock inside for a true renovation. Virtually every inch of this house has been renovated lovingly by hand. But we did spend close to a year on design, planning.
How was it working with the building department? Were they helpful, supportive?
Very. We spent a lot of time at City Hall, you know, developing relationships with the building inspector, the city manager, and so forth, you know, because we had a vision for the B&B, and we wanted the complete support of City Hall,
and
we got it.
They helped you.
Oh, tremendously. They were very supportive, and they directed us to some different city programs that we took advantage of. But the greatest asset we came across was the Economic Development Council.
Oh, interesting. And how did that help you?
They were here with us from the very, very start, all the way from the business plan to the design to the finance and banking.
And did they charge you a fee to help you? How does that work?
No, not at all. No,
it's funded by the community, by the city.
I believe it's a state-funded agency, and it's the Economic Development Council. and their focus is assisting small businesses and entrepreneurs. That's their goal, mm-hmm. and they're very, very good at what they do.
But this is a Hannibal office you dealt with, right?
Or
was
yes.
it regional?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, and they were really instrumental when we had to do like a business plan.
Mm-hmm. Without them, it would have been a much more painful process,
absolutely.
Right? Smoothing the wrinkles and...
Yes, we had built and developed our own business plan, mm-hmm. and it turns out when we presented that business plan to the Economic Council, mm-hmm. they in turn showed us what a real business plan was.
Interesting.
And the biggest benefit over everything was they helped us to avoid issues, problems that we would have created for ourselves.
Think of an example of that. How you dodged the bullet because of them.
We were aiming too high. We wanted to offer too many services mm-hmm. at one time. And with a really comprehensive business plan that was broke down into four or five different sections and applications, it turns out that we probably would have spent far, far more on features and revenue streams that simply would not have panned out. So they literally saved us many, many tens of thousands of dollars by simply focusing mm-hmm. on the core business plan.
Give me a sampler of one of the ideas you guys had where they're going, no, I don't think so.
Well, we wanted to have an outdoor bistro. So it was like a three-season full-service dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner bistro with liquor service, you know, for cocktails mm-hmm, and wine and so forth. And it turns out that building that and the permitting and the liquor and the advertising, we would have had to inject many, many tens of thousands more. And furthermore, we weren't quite sure that we had the skills to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that business plan showed us that we had to scale back. So no bistro yet. But
it's still on the burner.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the back burner. Yeah. It might be a little while down the road. But just kind of more focused us on to get the house in order and get guests coming in and starting to generate some revenue that way.
And you're there now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. We are, and we're doing quite well, thank mm-hmm. you.
Do you think it's a reverse because of COVID? It's brought some people to come out and stay here that might not have before? You know, kind of the local travelers are not flying.
We haven't had that too many issues, although we did change our business plan. We did start out as a traditional B&B. When COVID hit, we did go to the Airbnb model.
And that's probably less painful for you.
It is, because I don't have to be responsible for breakfast anymore.
Yeah.
And so many people have so many different diets mm-hmm. that I don't have to be concerned about. Yeah. And I also don't have the cost of the food and the overhead anymore.
Right. And you don't have to be the host on site, right?
No, and I think guests with the Airbnb model, they kind of like, you know, more of the coming and going.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Because I know some people, that's a deal breaker for the B&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to be entertained. They just want to...
Right. We have an unscheduled atmosphere here. Mm-hmm. So, again, come and go as you please. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a breakfast schedule, a lunch schedule. So, basically, our guests can, again, come and go as they like.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannibal offers so many wonderful things to do and places to go.
And this is walkable to downtown?
It is. It's uh-huh. three blocks, and we have a direct line right down to Main Street.
So can people rent bicycles here in the town and do stuff like that?
No.
No, it's funny you should say that, though.
But that is one of our next focuses is to have bicycle service because we're adjacent. Our property is adjacent to the Sedalis bike path.
Oh, how cool.
And that's a 2.5-mile walking mm-hmm. bike path, and it's a gem of Northeast Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous. So the path goes through the wooded area and ends up at the Bat Caves in the old mining caves at the end, and it's truly a remarkable...
Yeah, it's well worth the hike
mm-hmm,
up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope one day to offer bicycles and for our guests.
Yeah, cool. Fat tires, probably.
Yeah, trail bikes, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, we looked at the electric scooter mm-hmm. model. We're not quite sure about that, but probably trail bikes, little mm-hmm. three-speed, you know, and maybe some trikes for our elderly folks that would really, really like to get out there,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not riding a bicycle.
And how about your clientele? Is it just little bit of everybody, domestic, international, across the river, across the country?
We've had, let's see, Alaska, I think, has been our farthest guest that we've had. We've had some people from New York, Arizona, all different ages. We have families that come in here. We've had wedding parties that have booked the house.
You have one group. It might be a family takes over the whole place.
Yeah, they'll be for the full house rental, right. Yeah.
But then also an Airbnb person can rent a room.
Right, single suites or the whole house, whatever suits you, you know, whatever suits you or your group. But Hannibal is a somewhat of a seasonal town, you know, with a tourism arc.
Right.
And so there's a huge tourism numbers come in at about April through November. And those guests can be from literally anywhere in the world.
Right. And only because our bus is waiting, we've got to take off. Before we go, what works best for you getting the word out that you exist, you know, and people to respond?
Well, right now we're on Airbnb. They can find us through Airbnb. We also have the website.
Your own.
The Hannibal.
The Quarry House of Hannibal.com.
Beneficial, worthwhile for you, your website?
It is. The Airbnb website is global global marketing, so we have a lot of success with that. Our website is bringing in about 15% maybe. And then we are just now recently beginning with a marketing agency to help us broaden our reach in a more professional way. So social media and websites are our primary source right now.
So if somebody wants to learn more about your world, where do they go?
Well, we have a couple of ways to do that. You could go to our website, thequarryhouseofhannibal.com. You can find us on Airbnb, just typing in the keyword Hannibal, and it'll bring up all the B&Bs and Airbnbs. And you can call us directly for a direct booking. My number is 815-332-4331. And you'll be able to get us direct and book direct. And my name is Charlie Phillips. And my lovely wife's
Laurel Phillips.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Hannibal, Missouri. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolfe, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. And in fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.